USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
That the sound a short time ago as the casket carrying the late Congressman Elijah Cummings, who died a week ago today at 68, arrived at the U.S. Capitol. A ceremony being held where House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said,
I am very grateful to Leader McConnell, Leader Schumer, Leader McCarthy for agreeing to have Elijah lie in repose on the same catapult that Abraham Lincoln lay in repose.
A wildfire in Northern California's wine country broke out last night, and fueled by high winds, it's now blown up to over 10,000 acres with no containment so far. There are mandatory evacuations in Northern Sonoma County. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
President Trump is praising House Republicans who stormed into an impeachment inquiry hearing yesterday. The Republicans complaining that Democrats directing that inquiry are leading a secretive investigation. The president calling those GOP reps warriors who fight with him all the time against what he calls witch hunts. A new national poll showing a new leader in the Democratic primary race for the White House. The Quinnipiac University survey finds Senator Elizabeth Warren with 28% of the vote and Joe Biden slipping to 21%. The university's polling analyst is Mary Snow.
It's not as though this poll is reflecting a big gain for Senator Elizabeth Warren. What it reflects is a six-point slip for Joe Biden since a week ago.
The Labor Department says about 212,000 American workers filed first-time jobless claims last week, 6,000 fewer than the previous week. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former New York City police officer Daniel Pantaleo is now suing to get his job back. It comes nearly 2 months after he was fired for his role in the 2014 chokehold death of Eric Garner. According to his lawyer, Pantaleo filed a lawsuit against the NYPD yesterday, alleging the decision to fire him was arbitrary and capricious. Major League Baseball is investigating after a longtime umpire took to Twitter saying that he planned to fight a civil war if President Trump is impeached. In the now-deleted tweet, Rob Drake said late Tuesday that he was going to get an AR-15 in case, quote, anybody impeaches my president. An inmate at a Florida jail is facing animal cruelty charges after he allegedly fed a live iguana to the alligator at the jail's zoo. Jason Gibson is in the Monroe County Jail awaiting trial on auto theft charges. Officials say he took the iguana named Mojo and considered a jailhouse pet to the six-foot gator. Deputies say Gibson admitted throwing Mojo in the alligator pen, claiming iguanas are nuisance animals, and he wasn't aware that this one was even somebody's pet. And the Nationals did it again last night. They now have a 2-0 lead over the Astros in the World Series. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.